we're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The Creative Entrepreneur, making and selling physical goods. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hicks, and welcome back to Proof Your Product. Today, I want to talk with you about profit margin for your products, and specifically how to increase your profit margin so that you're putting more money back into your pocket or into the business. Before I share my four strategies, I wanted to let you know that our Paper Camp program opens for enrollment next week, and we're currently accepting scholarship applications. Since 2011, we've awarded more than $100,000 in scholarship funds to up-and-coming product-based business owners who want to expand into wholesale. If you're interested in applying for our scholarship, head to prooftoproduct.com/scholarships. Okay, let's talk profit margins. Your profit margin is the amount of money left over once your production costs and expenses are deducted from your revenue. So if you're selling an item for $10 and your expenses to produce that item are $4, your profit is $6 and your profit margin is 60%. Now, we use hard numbers to calculate profit, but when we talk about profit margin, it's typically in percents. When I'm reviewing my financials, I'm looking at profit margins from both a macro level, meaning how is my business as a whole doing? What does the profit in the whole business look like overall? As well as a micro level, and that's how are different products or programs individually doing? Now, these data points help me make decisions in the business about what to continue doing, what to discontinue, and generally, they fuel the strategic decisions that I'm making in my business. For today's episode, we're going to look at profit margins tied to a micro level. So talking about four ways that you can increase your profit margins for specific products that you sell. The first is to reduce your production costs by altering your materials or your production method. Can you use less expensive materials without negatively impacting the end product? Can you try new production methods that don't take away from the customer experience, but also at the same time reduce your manufacturing expenses? Just because you've always used certain materials or manufacturing methods doesn't mean that you need to continue that way. Look at your product line to see if you can reduce expenses surrounding the materials or production methods that you're using. The second is increase your manufacturing quantities. When we start with a new product, we want to curb our risk by doing smaller runs to test the product. We want to see how it sells, how well it sells, right? Smaller production runs, though, that means that we're paying a higher price per piece for each of those items. So I want you to do two things here. I want you to talk to your manufacturing partners about volume discounts and see if they can gang up pricing for product categories where you have multiple SKUs. And secondly, I want you to do an audit of your product line and inventory and see which items you'd feel comfortable bumping up your production quantities. So if something is selling well, maybe we can invest in a higher quantity and take that risk to get that price per piece down. I don't want you manufacturing thousands of units of a SKU if it doesn't have a track record for selling well. So thoughtfully increase your manufacturing quantities in places and areas where you have the sales data to prove. This will lower your price per piece and therefore increase your profit margin. The third way you can increase your profit margins for your products is to simplify your packaging. Packaging is fun to design. It's how we connect with our customers and we create a strong customer experience when they buy. However, packaging is an area where most product-based business owners overspend. To maximize our profit margins, I'd encourage you to review your packaging choices and see if there are other options that you can utilize that reduce your costs without taking away from the client experience. We don't want to negatively impact that client experience. The fourth and final way that you can increase your profit margin is to raise your prices. Now, I'm not one of those business coaches who's going to tell people, just raise your prices 10% across the board. Raising your prices is a strategic move that requires research and planning. I want you to do market research to see if you're in alignment with industry pricing. If you're below the average price for similar products, you are leaving money on the table. If you're priced higher than market rates, you could be missing out on sales because you're overpriced. But most clients I work with are charging too little for their products, which hurts their overall profitability. It's important to keep in mind that the longer we're in business, the more important these audits become. For example, if you've been selling your products at the same price for 5 years, it's likely that during that time, your production costs have increased and the market rate that you could charge has increased. And if you've stood still at your same pricing and your same production methods, you're losing out on additional profit for the business. You haven't increased your pricing or looked at your production methods to see how you could lower those expenses and increase your revenue. Okay, so to quickly recap here, 4 ways that you can increase your profit margins for your products are to 1, reduce your production costs by either altering your materials that you're using or your production methods. 2, thoughtfully increase your production quantities so that you're getting a better price per piece. 3, simplify your packaging to reduce those expenses. And 4, raise your prices to ensure that you're in alignment with market rates. Increasing your profit margins for your individual product categories will make your business as a whole stronger, and it will enable you to pay yourself more money or reinvest it back into the business in different ways that will help you grow. All right, friends, I hope today's episode was helpful for you. If you're interested in diving deeper into your numbers or are looking for ways to scale the wholesale side of your business, be sure to check out our Paper Camp program. I only run Paper Camp twice a year, and we sell out every time, and it's coming up soon. Paper Camp is our signature program where we teach you how to get your products on the shelves of your favorite stores. You can find our Paper Camp alumni's products at Starbucks, Barnes & Noble, Target, and independent boutiques all around the world. You can learn more at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. And that's all I've got for you today. I'll be back next week with a new episode.